Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
You're in the zone. Arkansas's longest-running midday sports talk show. Coming to you live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. With your hosts, Justin Akre and Phil Elson, on the Buzz Radio Network. The Zone is live from Pine Bluff Country Club for the Pine Bluff Four Ball. Experience the finest in golf, dining, and hospitality in the heart of Pine Bluff. Now, back to four of the best balls in town, Justin Akre and Phil Elson on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right. Well, per usual, I smashed an entire lunch in the break, which is what I do.
I got about a third of this hot dog left. That's quick for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was about to give you credit.
I thought you were the throat goat.
Well, I'm trying to not injure myself with the mustard like that one day, one show that I've missed. It was the weirdest injury, too.
Yeah, happens. It does happen. Wow, that's gross. Okay, let's get to it. We're going to do champs and chumps this hour. We've got entertainment, birthdays. We have Zone Rewind and What's on Tap. So we've got a busy hour, man. And no more guests, I don't believe. Did you guys get Zach yesterday?
No.
Well, that's good.
No.
I just want to make sure you didn't forget him.
Yeah, there were texts that were sent.
Yeah, sometimes he's busy. It's okay. All right, so let's dive in here. Let's do champs and chumps first, then we'll get to entertainment, because I do not want to forget it. And our friends at Washita Bar and Grill are ready to have some fun.
And BKC Home Builders.
Champs and Chumps is brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. With indoor and outdoor seating, Washita Bar and Grill provides a family-friendly environment with mouth-watering food. BKC Home Builders is their premier home builder in Hot Springs, providing custom home build and remodels, both big and small. For more info, go to BKCHomeBuilders.com.
Okay, they've got a special event going on with the Arkansas Diamonds, which has their home game this weekend, sponsored by OBG. And I got this graphic. It says one fan's going to walk away with $1,000 cash. It's the Diamonds against the Monroe Greenheads. It is a playoff game, according to this information. The game is Saturday, and our friends at the Washita Bar and Grill are big fans of the Diamonds. 7:05 kickoff this weekend. Every fan will receive a free $1,000 cash giveaway ticket. And you get a chance to win a grand. So it's free for that. No charge for general admission game tickets, it says. I don't know what that's about. Wild tickets last. And it says get here early. Get where early? This graphic has me confused. To the game or to Washita Bar and Grill? I don't know. Anyway, check their website or Facebook page for details or more details.
Greenheads. What a cool name.
That is a cool name.
Never heard anything like that.
Yeah,
ducks?
Pretty awesome. All right, let's get... What?
Are they ducks? Is that like a mallard?
Yeah, they're ducks.
The Greenheads. Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Oh, it's like a mallard. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't know there was a team that was named the Greenheads, but yes, we do now for Monroe.
The Travelers or the Mad Mallards sometimes.
Oh, that's right. They do the Mad Mallards
sometimes. Thing.
That's right. All right. My champ this week is going to be Carl Ravich. You guys know about Carl Ravich. Apparently, even though he got laid off by ESPN, he's still showing up to work.
I was so confused when I put the baseball game on last night. I was like, wait a minute, that sounds like Ravich.
I don't know what the pay is or how that's working, but it says he's been laid off, so I think he's doing the games and not
apparently
being paid.
He's still on the schedule to do the Little League World Series, too.
Right, but I mean, is he not getting paid to do it? Is that the deal? I don't know.
Maybe they come to an agreement about, well, you finish the season, and then that's it.
Yeah, it's a weird deal. I don't have the details on it. But
well, maybe they fired too many people, and they don't have anybody left to do these games.
Well, they fired a few people, that's for sure. Well, he, to me, is the most talented guy they let go. At least as far as the people that I know. There may be some producer behind the scenes that I'm not aware of. But anyway, on the flip side, so he's my champ this week for still working because he loves the game. And we all say, oh, I love it so much, I'd do it for free. We wouldn't. But he apparently will, or at least even though they sort of disrespected him and kicked him to the curb.
There's no way he's doing this for free.
Okay, you're probably right.
No way.
Then on the flip side, you've got a guy who has been kind of grumpy the whole way through. His name is Ryan Clark. My thing is, again, you'll find another job. And I think he's pretty good at his job, but not great. There are a lot of guys that I think as analysts are more television. It's not just about being the most knowledgeable guy in the room. There's more to it than that. But he has been complaining a lot ever since. We've got a clip from him talking about, you know, basically this is sour grapes cocktail right here. And I get it. It's fine. I mean, if I got fired with a buzz, I'd probably be a little bent too. But I would try to be thankful for the years that I did have to do it. I mean, someday they're going to ask me to leave.
Especially if you're
fired mid-show. Well, they're going to ask me to leave at some point. And maybe, you know, UCA will kick me to the curb at some point too. But it's like, I'm thankful for every day I have doing what I do because I love doing it. And I hope that I've got a feeling of they finally let me go. But here's a recent clip from Clark.
I had a hard time adjusting to life outside of a locker room from a personality standpoint. Yeah. I struggled at ESPN. You know, like I struggled building relationships and I struggled like dealing with, you know, certain authority figures or people in different positions, not because I was hard to get along with, just because I was honest, right? Honest about what I felt, what I thought I could do. And so I had to learn to adjust to a world that wasn't totally production based.
Yeah.
That you actually can't be honest in. We could be honest. And like,
yeah,
if we come to blows in the locker room, so be it. Yes. But it's not the real world. And yeah. I had a tough time adjusting.
It's a very interesting way to put it.
Not too bad. Yeah. Well, he's like, yeah, you know, I didn't really build relationships and I wasn't very coachable as an employee. I can't understand why they fired me.
You end up hearing this from a lot of people. And look, I mean, maybe there's truth to it too, but they'll say, I'm too honest and it just piss a lot of people off.
Yeah. People love
I'm only honest on here. I'm not honest in real life. Like, I lie to everybody behind the scenes at work. I don't ever actually tell them the truth because I don't like to ruffle feathers. Do whatever I want.
Usually shouldn't be the
fine way. I think being honest here is fine. Anyway, I'm mostly kidding, but not all.
Probably a little more honest on the air than I am off the air sometimes.
Yeah. Maybe so. Who's the championship this week, sir?
I had a little difficulty putting it in these terms. Away. At an early age, too. Billy Ray Smith Jr. dies at age 64. But I was watching tributes to his life, reading about his life, specifically folks in San Diego,
yeah,
that where he spent the majority of his adult life.
Mm-hmm.
And it really sounds to me like this man lived his life in a near perfect manner. Can't say a bad word about him in terms of time he gave, not just the way he played the game, but the time he gave to people who admired him and the way that he treated them. And you can see that also in the way that his colleagues on television and radio spoke about him ad not from the beginning to the end. It just sounds like he lived his life in a very generous manner, and I think he lived his life like a champion.
That's all I can ask for.
I have a difficult time though, like viewing this through the lens of 64 years old, CTE related dementia, probably it's what his family is claiming. So it's really sad.
Yeah, there's a sack opponent, but again, he lived his life well, and that's all you could really ask for. When you're dead, you want people to say he lived his life well, and that's all you can ask for. I mean, look, we only get so much time on this earth, and you'd obviously like to have more than 64 years, and it is a shame. But, again, there's a lot to be proud of about, you know, what he did when he was here in the years that he did have. So, and how about on the other side?
Trump is Gianni Infantino for getting half the world to quit the World Cup.
How's that?
Well, he's concocted this scheme to try to sell the World Cup, essentially, to private equity. And it's put to a vote amongst all of the federations that belong to FIFA as an organization, and UEFA, CONCACAF, AFC, which I think is the African Football Confederation, all said we're not taking part. And that's not just three of these taking part in any FIFA related events until this plan is shelved. They're revolting. They're essentially leaving FIFA. Now, what this also does is this puts participation in next summer's Women's World Cup in jeopardy. Like, we just had this amazing World Cup in the United States that felt like foreign country, and you may end up without a Women's World Cup, and this plan is a reason why.
Hmm. Okay. Moose, what you got?
Yeah, that also really sucks, too. If you, Women's World Cup is probably going to be the only thing going on next summer if baseball doesn't happen, too. So if literally the only two things we got going in the summer are gone, that's going to be a bummer. This is my champ of the week. It happened last night.
The 0-2 from Strom. Clemens in the air to right center field and deep. Beckett goes. Deep it goes. And Cody Clemens wins it. And the Twins walk off the Royals once again at Target Field. Can you believe it?
Okay, so that was a new term for me, an ultimate grand slam, which I had never heard about. It is a walk-off grand slam when your team is down by three. He hit only the 15th ultimate grand slam ever with two outs. He was at two outs, two strikes, and hit a grand slam down 3-0, only the 15th time that's happened, which is rarer in the MLB than a perfect game, apparently. And it's only the 34th ultimate grand slam period. Well, it's the first by a Minnesota Twin. So that was really cool. Cody Clemens, ultimate grand slam walk-off. My chump is going to come from baseball, too. The Yankees lost back-to-back extra inning games to the White Sox. And in one of them, they had two base running errors, which they've had all year. And they walked in the game-winning run. It was a walk-off walk. So the Yankees have had a rough week.
Oh, good. Ultimate grand slam. What a cool term.
Well, I'd like to talk about how much the Yankees are struggling. You're focused on the wrong thing, sir, because they're playing Cubs this weekend in a little set. So screw the Yankees. Let's go, Cubs.
So, Phil, had you heard that before?
Look at Moose doing this.
That's my afternoon victim right there.
I don't think I had heard that, Moose.
I hadn't either. Yeah, that's brand new. I thought that was interesting. Well, not brand new because they're keeping up with it. I think it's crazy.
Elias stats can tell you anything. It's smarter than ChatGPT. You ask Elias anything. Has it ever happened in this sport before? They'll tell you.
Yeah, super interesting. And he became the only player in MLB history besides Babe Ruth to have a three home run game, a strikeout as a pitcher, and hit an ultimate grand slam. They're the only two to have that in their career. So that's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
That's super stuff.
That's going deep in the well.
Yes, it is.
What do you have? Did you give your chump yet?
Yeah, the Yankees.
It was the Yankees.
Oh, that's right. I was multitasking. Sorry. All right. Let's get to entertainment. It is 12:18.
Multitasking. You were talking smack to your next opponent.
Yeah, I do love the man. It's going to be fun today. I hope he doesn't take us to task, but we'll see. He's a good dude. You seem like it's like in Princess Bride. You seem like a fine person. I hate to kill you. You seem like a fine person. I hate to be dead.
I hate to die. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Or whatever he says.
Today's entertainment report is brought to you by Bell & Sword Gentlemen's Clothing in Conway. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram or stop by Bell & Sword's new and larger location at 1011 Oak Street.
Something you don't know. I am not left-handed. All right.
That's true. You didn't know that.
I did not have this earlier. Donna Mills, Abby Cunningham on not joined OnlyFans. She is years young. Mills says the platform offers a more personal connection with longtime supporters. I'm excited to join OnlyFans because it offers the opportunity for a more personal and direct connection. Her account will feature daily life moments, behind-the-scenes content, and direct fan engagement. The CEO calls Mills fearless and ahead of her time. Well, I don't know that she's ahead of her time. She is 85. She joins a growing list of Shannon Elizabeth, 1.2 million in her first 7 days.
It's higher than celebrities have been for now.
We all know what OnlyFans people think about it and what goes on there. I've never been on the site, but I just expect, right? Is Ms. Mills going to be involved in some of that activity? That
isn't there a wink wink nod of it?
Hey, you know what? I haven't seen her lately. Maybe she's still got it at 85.
Hey, people are interested by different things sometimes.
Listen, you
and there's also people in their 80s that are online. Incredible, very online.
Yeah, listen, you sexy octogenarians, go get you some. Moose.
Oh, he says we're not. He says we've got a little issue with our connection.
Yeah, it's kind of bouncing around. There's a lot of traffic in here.
That sounded better right there.
A lot of cell phones being used.
Yeah, they're good. Okay, you sound better, too.
Thanks.
John Legend in the news. He's coming to Pine Bluff, Arkansas next week. Also, he's going to portray civil rights icon Harry Belafonte in director Bill Condon's upcoming music drama, The Road Home. The film explores, and I had no idea they were even doing this, it explores the political fallout surrounding Paul Simon's landmark 1986 album, Graceland, recorded in apartheid-era South Africa amid a global cultural boycott. Johnny Flynn plays Simon. Cynthia Erivo portrays Miriam Makeba. And I don't know these folks, so I apologize. Bottom line is they're shooting it in South Africa. I didn't realize it was controversial. I do remember it being one of my 10 favorite albums of all time. It's absolutely an outstanding album.
I don't remember a controversy around that album either, but then again, I think I was 9 years old and would have been paying attention
you
to
remember
it. Who's going to play Chevy Chase in this movie?
That's a video. I don't think they'll probably make it. But Boy in the Bubble and the Baby with the Baboon Heart, I mean, there's some great songs in there, man. It's a really, really good album.
What else has John Legend acted in? Do we know?
I don't know. But if he's going to play a music role, it seems to be appropriate.
Playing Harry Belafonte.
That's a big shoes to fill.
Influential as it gets.
Yeah, no doubt. Alicia Silverstone is going to try to recue her former role in Clueless. Paramount Plus has ordered a 6-episode sequel series to the 1995 cult classic. She is reprising her iconic role as Cher Horowitz. The project was originally developed at Peacock before moving to Paramount Plus in 2026. The log line states, beloved beauty, or Beverly Hills, if I could read, icon Cher has figured out a lot. She's successful in business and has mastered motherhood. That is, until her daughter's high school years, and Cher finds that parenting a teenager makes her feel clueless all over again.
All right, well, did she and Paul Rudd get married then?
I don't know.
Because that's the thing everybody needed to know about the.
I hope so.
About what would be. That would be the next thing.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a sequel of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, well, it's got to be Ferris and Mia Sara's character moving forward.
Right. Amy Heckerling.
Sloan.
Is among the executive producers. She was the original director.
Hey, Paul Rudd was
valuable
stepbrother, right? Paul Rudd was her stepbrother in the
movie. Stepbrother in the movie, but that spoiler alert.
There's a love interest.
They kissed.
Yeah, at the very end of the movie, they were a thing.
Yeah. A leather-bound 1964 planner belonging to this gentleman named Colonel Sanders sold for $30,000 at a Shelbyville, Kentucky auction. The planner contained a handwritten list of 11 ingredients, the same number linked to KFC's secret recipe. A Seattle family discovered the book in Sanders' former home basement around the turn of the century. KFC sued to suppress the list, but later dropped the case, concluding Sanders had likely written a stuffing recipe instead. Sure, that's your story. An auctioneer called the planner a keepsake. Other items also drew strong bids. His clip-on bow tie fetched $8,000. His 1955 honorary Kentucky Colonel certificate sold for $23,000. He sold KFC in 64 but remained its public face until his death in 1980.
What do you mean? Maybe personally he is still the face.
Yeah.
It's just there's like 3 or 4 actors that play him. None of them John Legend, though.
Yeah.
Hey, since you asked, Phil, real quick, John Legend was in La La Land.
Ah,
and
still haven't seen that.
Jesus Christ Superstar, they did a live version a few years back, and he won an Emmy, I think, for that, or at least was nominated for that. He played Jesus.
I haven't seen that. Well, those are big shoes to fill, too.
Harry Belafonte ought to be a snap.
Big sandals.
Podcast money in the news. We're all shooting for this. So the top podcast money has been released. I don't know where they get this information. This is the top 10 podcasters and what they made last year. Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan Experience, $82 million. John Coogan and Jordy Hayes, I don't know who that is. TBPN, a big drop off to Diary of a CEO. Stephen Ashley Flowers, Crime Junkie, $42 million. Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes, you know theirs, $37 million last year. little nice side hustle for those guys, yeah, huh?
Can't be just a side hustle anymore, though.
The Kelseys on New Heights made $35 million. Favreau, John Favreau's doing a podcast, I had no idea, with a couple of people, $28 million. And Charlamagne the God.
He passed over Call Her Daddy.
Oh, Call Her Daddy with Alex Cooper made $32 million. Charlamagne made $27 million on his.
So that's a different John Favreau, by the way. Not the one you know.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, different guy.
He spells it exactly the same.
He's a speechwriter. I think he was a speechwriter for Obama.
That makes me feel better about it. He's also missing an H, though. All right. So that's that. Don't look anymore, Phil.
I didn't see it.
Well, quit looking. Anyway, it's fine. All right. Today is National Avocado Day. It's National Cotton Candy Day. It's National Spam Day. When's the last time you had spam, boys?
It's been a minute, maybe since the last time I was in Hawaii.
I'll have your spam, dear. I love it.
I mean, I love the routine.
Spam, spam and eggs,
baked beans and spam.
I like spam. My mother used to make a casserole with spam. It was like basically macaroni and cheese, spam, and canned tomatoes. A very odd concoction.
That's very odd. You can fry that stuff up with some eggs. They sell it at McDonald's in Hawaii. That always...
It's also Shredded Wheat Day, which is a great cereal to choke on in the morning.
Oh, you just have enough frosted shredded wheat, you're fine.
I don't know. I always thought it was kind of hard to chew. Easy to get... I did gag on a cornflake or two over the years also.
Yeah, you're not supposed to eat it just like without putting it in the milk and letting it sit there.
Well, I couldn't stand soggy. It just needs to get to the right point, though. You know what I mean?
There's a very happy medium with cereal.
Yeah.
Like right now, we learned last week, I do breakfast.
Yeah.
I do cereal for dessert.
Yeah.
I'm into life. I'm in a box of life right now.
Cinnamon or regular?
Regular.
Oh, my God. You're a psychopath.
And there is a very small, like very green area of how life is supposed to...
Well, I will say this. The best cereal of time, because you can do it in about 4 days and it won't get soggy.
You mean the worst cereal of all time, because no matter when you try to eat it, you're either gonna gag from the lump that it creates, or you're gonna shatter your teeth.
I like Graham Nuts.
It has no flavor. It tastes like it.
You drown everything in sugar anyway, so who cares? It's like lobster. It's just a vehicle to put butter in.
It's just a vehicle for sugar.
All right, let's do birthdays, and then we will move on and get to our rewind, which is pretty extensive today, so we love it. Let's get on after it. What are we giving away, Moose?
Today is going to be tickets to an Arkansas Travelers home game.
Woo-hoo. Birthday Trivia in the Zone is brought to you by Brewskies Pub and Grub. Your home for lunch, happy hour, and late night. With locations in Little Rock and North Little Rock. Come get your grub on.
All right, while you're lining those up, I'll hit some Middleton Heat and Air texts. Jeff says robotic. From the 501, love your show. Your connection is in and out, Mr. Roboto. You all sound computerized. This person likes Raisin Bran. Well, good. If you want to stay regular, that's a good cereal to have.
Poster Kellogg's.
Is it a difference?
Yeah.
Are the raisins sugared differently?
One has more sugar than the other.
Y'all know things were going great this morning. Eating an early snack, chilling until the baseball aficionado Phil Olsen uttered the phrase, a third testicle. After that, all bets were off, and there was a sudden strong desire to not eat again ever. Thanks a lot, Phil.
I know you draw the connection from third testicle to eating, but so go for it.
Well, if you've Rocky Mountain oysters.
Have three of them then.
Any word on freshman Holden Hiscock? You can't say that. You just tricked me, you son of a gun. Gosh dang it. You moron.
Hi, Randy.
You got rainwater. You got rainwater.
I just got rainwater. Oh, my God. You jerk. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I'll never send a text to the show again.
I can't believe I just did that. I'm not quite awake yet. Where can I find info on a car show in Benton tomorrow? I have no idea about that one. They should do a big car show at Bucky's sometime, since they have that big old parking lot.
Every day there is a car show.
That car show is actually hosted by Jack in Mihawk.
Oh, stop.
Still waiting on birthday callers. 501-661-1037.
Right. I'm getting robot talk. Are we okay? Are we doing okay?
Why don't we could go to break and maybe come back and do this if you want.
I just hung up and reset.
Okay. That sounds better for now, for sure.
We do? Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we could just play for fun. I don't care. Just as the connection got better, too, this person says, yeah, you sneaky snake. You know what? You're going to pay for that. That's bad for your karma, you knucklehead. Hold it. I hope Holden has a great freshman year. I'll keep an eye on him. You knuckleheads. All right. Here we go. Woo, boy. All right. We're really covered here today. This is quite good. All right. This woman is an author, and she's probably a billionaire, too.
J.K. Rowling.
That's right, Phil. How old is she?
70.
What do you say there, Moose?
68.
61. You guys are both rude. This guy is an actor, and he once told us, do you play roulette? Always bet on black.
Wesley Snipes.
That's correct, Phil. Passenger 57.
Willie Mays Hayes.
That's true, too. Where are you going? About 90 feet.
That's right.
What do you say there, Moose? How old's Wesley
Snipes? About 100
Snipes?
Of these.
Blade is 72.
How old is Holden? 72. How old is Wesley Snipes?
I'm going to go 74.
He's 64. You guys are terrible.
Goodness
today.
Gracious.
This guy's got his toes in his water and his butt in the sand. He's a country music singer, and he's...
Oh, Kenny Chesney.
Nope.
Justin Moore.
He also likes a little bit of chicken fried.
Oh, Zach Brown.
Zach Brown.
Come on. How old is Zach Brown, Phil? Missed this one by a mile, too.
36.
No.
42.
It's 48. You guys are really terrible.
Really off today.
Yeah, really awful. This guy's an entrepreneur, the former owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
Mark Cuban.
That's right. How old's Cuban there, Delayed?
He's 60.
Blake.
Two.
I'm going to go 58.
You guys are both... Did you guys take a dum-dum pill this morning?
What is it?
He's 68.
He's 68?
You guys aren't even close.
Off.
I shouldn't even be giving you points.
Six is not that
far. You guys
far.
Are awful. That's it. All right, Moose, you win. That was awful. That was embarrassing and terrible.
Is getting the names more impressive or getting the ages more impressive?
If you're more than 10 years away from the ages, both of you are, it's kind of bad. I just don't think you had a particularly good day. I'm sorry. It's easy for me to say I have all the answers. That's just like, you know, when Alex Trebek used to talk down to people on Jeopardy, it's like, well, you have all the answers, Alex. Don't act like you're some kind of genius.
He could talk down to people without saying a word.
That's true.
He had that look.
You know, he got that look.
Looks don't work on radio, though. You have to say something.
Also, a very special happy birthday to former Razorback Brady Toups.
Ooh.
Who was had one of the bigger moments in Razorback baseball
People
history.
People point to that moment as being one of the reasons of the explosion of popularity for the program.
It was a very exciting day.
Is he still a musician?
Yeah,
is he still
I think so.
Writing country music?
Yep. And then my man Chris Kane, my cohort on UCA football, is celebrating a birthday today. I don't know how
happy,
old.
Happy, Chris.
You guys want to guess 10 years away from how old Chris Kane is?
78.
He is not a day over
78
29.
Actually, Moose, you're coming around. Maybe we should get another list together. You're on a roll. I actually don't know how old he is, to be honest with you.
He is perpetually 29.
He does look it. He ages well. Acre's new nickname, will he say it? That's cute. Will he say it? Pro tip for grape nuts, Cattleman says. I don't need pro tips. They're perfect the way they are. Add some chocolate syrup.
Okay. I think. Look, I'm all about doing what you want to do with food, but I think cereal should stand for itself. And grape nuts couldn't just stand for itself. It could stand to hold up a skyscraper. It's so strong.
Cereal should be, all cereal should be like a child eats cereal. I don't want anything that's not a sugary mess with a mascot. I don't want your grape nuts. I don't want your, shredded wheat or whatever. Cereal is supposed to be unhealthy.
Yeah. Not me. My mom would not buy anything that was not healthy. Like, it was like Cheerios. There was no Frosted Flakes in the house. We had Corn Flakes.
Well, I mean, I had a
shredded wheat.
I had a dentist for a father growing up, and we weren't allowed to have a lot of cereals or sodas. We had grape nuts in the house.
Yeah, well, the thing is, my mother also never stopped us from putting 9 teaspoons of sugar on top of our non-sugared cereal, so I'm not sure what the point was in the big scheme of things. But whatever.
If you got to add chocolate syrup or sugar, then it's not good enough.
Rewind time after the break. Let's go to the break, and we will come back and knock that out. As we head in, I want to tell you about something that is near and dear to my heart, and that is cash. So if you're looking for a fine meal, and we were talking about a little bit of chicken fried, guess what? Today's chicken as their special for lunch. And their food is always special. The experience is always special, and it's always a wonderful time to go to Cash. Free valet parking in the evening time, awesome for special events. And, we don't probably talk about the details of the menu enough, at least the regular menu. They do have great specials all the time. But I just have a hard time sometimes when I go in there to get past the appetizers. And then by the time my entree comes, I'm full. But you gotta get on the tuna wontons, the crab claws, the smoked pork belly is amazing. The candied bacon that comes out in the little fancy rack is awesome. It's just a great spot for apps, for drinks, for main dishes. And, again, if you need some special event space for any reason whatsoever, get on the calendar now, 501-850-0265. And they're so good at helping put your special event together and making it even cash in downtown. It's 1235. We're back with the Rewind after this.
Are you still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
This is SportsCenter.
The Razorbacks' first game of the Bahamar Hoops Summer League in the Bahamas is tonight at 6 as they take on the Bahamas national team. They'll play tomorrow at 5 as well against Carleton University out of Ottawa before finishing against Colombian professional team Toros Del Val on Monday and University of Calgary on Tuesday. Here's what Coach Cal had to say ahead of the tournament.
Who knows what to expect down there? Team building, though, getting them together. They have gotten along really well, but we've got a full team.
The games from Bahamar can be streamed on flowcollege.com with a subscription. I'm Moose for the Buzz Radio Network.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Robert Irwin Jewelers 6-hour 60% off sale is this Saturday from 10 to 4 only at the Pleasant Ridge Town Center location next to Fresh Market. Everything in the showcase is 60% off this Saturday 10 to 4.
It's a legit 60% off sale. Do not miss it.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the Luxury Hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Looking for burgers, barbecue, beer, bourbon, ball games, and brunch? Look no further than Ouachita Bar & Grill, 915 Central Avenue in beautiful downtown Hot Springs. Ouachita Bar & Grill, family and pet friendly, with indoor and outdoor seating available. Bingo Bango Brunch, served on Sundays from 11 till 3, with live music Thursday through Saturday. Take a look on Facebook to see what events they've got going on this week, and join the fun at Ouachita Bar & Grill, Central Avenue, downtown Hot Springs.
Join Out of Bounds today at the Spot City Classic, Arkansas's largest indoor pickleball tournament, presented by Chris Crane, Dodge Jeep Ram of Hot Springs. Go to pickleballtournaments.com. Spot City Classic, sponsored by Ouachita Bar and Grill and Comfort Inn and Suites.
You're in the zone with Justin Akre and Phil Olson.
They're ridiculous. They're impossible.
Those guys are the worst. They're sick. They're perverted.
On 103.7 The Buzz.
Where all the girls at with the credit cards and the high heels. The Mercedes Benz with the big wheels. When they hit this jam, they can't sit still. Yeah, they know what's up. Where all the girls at with the Birkenbacks and the big house. The Mercedes Benz with the lights out. When they hit this jam, they turn the lights out. Yeah, they know what's up. Polo socks, polo tee, polo bit, polo.
All right, we got a little issue with our video. Phil's working on it. Let's get to the zone rewind. It is going to be also some time to talk about our friends at Burroughs and Mr. Frank's. This would be a great day to go get some new sunglasses. I'll tell you that much, because it is bright out there and it's going to be hotter than heck. They can't help you with the latter, but with the former, of course, they can, with all the top brands like Robert Mark and Chrome Hearts, Lindbergh. It is the place to look sharp. They are here to help. They've got lots of new designer frames coming in every day as well. So you always want to check back and see what kind of selection they've got. But top quality sunglasses. And if you need a prescription sunglasses, they got you hooked up. And if you're non-prescription, it's fine too. Sunglass season over at Burroughs and Mr. Franks, they've been doing it for a long time right there, 5901 R Street in the Heights, a luxury eyewear shop, and here to help with both sunglasses and regular glasses as well. High-end designer eyewear, and by regular, I mean anything but, because this is top-notch stuff that you're not going to find anywhere else, like Cartier and Gucci and State Optical, Salt, and they've got the Zeiss lenses, which really set them apart. You're going to find these just at Burroughs and Mr. Franks, and they do all the fitting and lab work right there in their own store lab. Nicole and Josh and their staff are here to help you. It's a great place, no-pressure sales environment, but you want to stand out from the crowd, folks. It's real simple. Burroughs and Mr. Franks is the answer for you. All right, let's get to it.
Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
Sure is. And here we go. All right, Moose, take it away, baby. Here we roll, and we have got the best comment of the whole week was about a shooting. But we'll start with football. This is Nathan Brown. About watching college football in this era that has somewhat tainted people's opinions of the sport.
I know that it's got a sour taste in a lot of people's mouth on the direction that maybe college athletics, not just football, has gone. But there's just nothing like the pageantry of a Saturday afternoon. It's just not. And everything that goes with it, not just the football, but the school pride, the band, the cheerleaders, the, you know, the student sections. I mean, there's just something unique about college football, and so I am a fan.
I have such a hard time believing that people give up college football, even if the sport feels distasteful to them, because it would be one of those Saturdays you would feel it's like that arm you don't have anymore.
Yeah,
it's there. You're going to feel the arm. You feel it moving, but it ain't there.
You start seeing the leaves change, you feel like you need to be watching football on Saturdays. I mean, it's just is, especially if you're from the South.
As someone who grew up, college football is my favorite thing in the whole world. Ever since I was a little kid, even though I would go watch my alma mater eventually, get their brains beat in every Saturday. I mean, I watched them lose by 40 and 50 points on a regular basis. I mean, I'd see Nebraska come in and score 70, Oklahoma come in and score 70 the next week. But I still couldn't help but love it. And it's like that toxic relationship you just can't get out of. And I believe it was Brokeback Mountain where the guy said, I just can't quit you. And that's how I feel about college football. You know what I mean? I'm an idiot. All right. We learned something this week. You know, and I'll tell you what. We talked about Secretary of State Seward, who is best known for helping with the purchase of Alaska. But, man, he had a
thanks for the history lesson.
I know. It was crazy. So, apparently, he was part of a three-ring assassination attempt along with the vice president and President Lincoln. They only got one of them out of the three. You know, I think that's what Meatloaf said, though. One out of three ain't bad. They never did attempt to try to kill the vice president, but it was a scheme with John Wilkes Booth and others. But anyway, Seward survived because he's a bad dude.
Do you know that the guy, Booth, that killed Abraham Lincoln, there was a whole conspiracy, and they tried to take out all the heads of state? And I don't remember this happening, but some guy broke in and stabbed William Seward five times in the throat. He was laid up from an injury, and he survived his injuries. I never knew this until today.
Like, it happened right after the assassination?
It happened the same day.
Coordinated
or the day
attacks.
After. Yeah. And then they were gonna try to assassinate the vice president, but I read it this morning.
Well, it's like, so you decapitate the top. Well, there's a leader, you know, there's a whole line of succession and everything.
Right.
You can take out the whole line of succession.
Where's
the leader?
I missed this whole story.
How do you survive eight stabs to the neck?
It's
a very dull night.
It's a great read. You should read about it. It's not a great read, but it's a wild story because other people got stabbed. Like, five people got stabbed by this psychopath that broke in there. They eventually caught him and hung him. So
this is a legitimate website. How have I never heard of this?
Here it is.
I'm talking about
William
H.
Seward, one of the targets of the 1865 assassination plot that killed Lincoln and was seriously wounded by conspirator Lewis Powell. That jerk.
It's like Chamberlain's 100-point game. There's no video of this. I just can't trust it.
There's no video of Abraham Lincoln being killed either, but I'm pretty sure he's dead, Phil.
No doubt. All right. Next on the list, we have... Who knows? I don't know. Been having computer problems all day. No fun. What else you got, Moose? Walk me through it, baby. What's next?
I got you here. There you go. Got to talk to Coach Matt Zimmerman. He's down in the Bahamas. He's going to be calling the games. And he thought, you know, these matchups are going to be kind of blowouts. He thought he might have some game time in them.
Bahamas select team, which I think we play them, they play Louisville. Louisville beat them by 50. And so I might get to play in that game. I could get Vince Coach to put me in.
Better have some stories for the broadcast, Zim.
dunk
on
somebody.
Yeah, I get some shots up, too, my buddy. I tell you, I can shoot it through a swinging thimble.
So we'll see if he gets in there.
Shoot it through a what?
A swinging thimble.
What do you say? Okay, Matt, never heard that one.
I love that.
I don't want to run out of time. We've only got a couple minutes left, so let's get to our favorite clips of the week so far.
Okay.
And Brett Bielema's up, the former Razorback head coach, taking a shot at his former league.
I spent a couple of years in the SEC, was with Slive, and then transitioned to Sankey. And I just think about it now, everybody's going to have, you know, opinions, and obviously they're going to draw the Big Ten SEC and you know, all that goes around about that. But to sit in the room with both of those guys, I think with Tony and the vision and experience that he has, and to be in the room where Sankey, I know he's got to protect the SEC, and they kind of want to live in 2005 forever. But I think the forward thinking of where we are in college football is an awesome thing. So,
Stuart Mandel with The Athletic. Brett, you just said something earlier about the SEC wanting to live in 2005 forever. Can you just explain what you mean by that?
Well, I think I just made the headline, right? Well, I became a head coach in 2006, so I was going back before I was a head coach, purposely. And I think what I'm saying is, like, I went to the league, I went to the SEC, and it was a completely different league, in my opinion, than the one I was in the Big Ten prior. And just with the basically the two biggest things, the biggest components are the transfer portal and revenue share, or NIL, however you want to describe it. When those two elements came into college football, the whole world changed. I mean, it's overly obvious to say that, but I think anything to predate that is just a different time in college football. It just is.
All right. Well, whatever. Fine. He's riding Kurt Cignetti's heels, I guess. Anyway, let's go to Trace Adkins, and this is a wild story. He was on with Theo Vaughn. And he was asked about an incident that he had with his wife. Pretty entertaining.
And I heard that one of your wives, I don't even know how to say this, shot, that they shot you.
Mm.
Is that true?
Yeah, that took it a little far, I thought. That was uncalled for. That was totally uncalled for. Just leave.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that, that's just, a true story?
Just, let's just call it quits. And we don't have to go that far. Yeah.
Do you think she shot you with the intent to take?
I don't think so, man. I don't think she even had any idea what that gun was going to do. I'd never seen her hold a gun. I'd never seen her shoot a gun. I knew she had one, but I'd never seen her use it. I mean,
yeah.
I had a bunch of guns, still have a bunch of guns, and I shoot them, you know, pretty often, but I'd never seen her do that. And I don't think she knew what was about to happen when she pulled that trigger. She thought it was a toy, you know.
Was she saying anything as she was pulling it? Was she pulling it like in a fit of anger, or was she just kind of?
She was mad, yeah.
Okay.
Wanted me to leave, and I wasn't going to leave, so that's how it went down.
How did it hit you?
She put it under my left arm, and the bullet came out under my right arm, so it went straight through.
Did you have your hands up or something like that?
I had this hand out like that, reaching for it. I told her to give me the gun. She just shot me. But
what did it feel like? Like a bee biting you?
Man, I think when one is that serious, your body protects you. You just go into shock. You don't really feel anything. I just remember getting up off the floor and then taking a few steps and then going back down. And that's all I remember.
You blacked out?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So, I didn't really feel like it really hurt me, you know.
And where did it go through your body?
It went under this arm, came out this arm, so it went straight through. It went straight through my heart and both my lungs.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a kill shot.
And the only reason that I survived was because the doctor said the only reason I survived was because the bullet went through at point blank velocity, at muzzle velocity. So it didn't have time to mushroom. It was just, you know, muzzle velocity. So it just went straight through.
Oh, I see. So after that, it would have mushroomed.
Yes.
Damn, bro. Thank God she shot you so close then.
Yeah.
In a way, I mean, that's crazy to say. Sorry.
What a story.
That is the best. I love that.
pro tip. When your wife shoots you, make sure it's point blank.
Yep, always, always. All right, we're going to run. Let's hit the break, come back, what's on tap, and we will get out of here. And we appreciate you tuning in on this Friday, everybody. It's 12:50, and as we head into the break, I want to remind you about something else that's fun to do, and that's go to Oaklawn. And if you haven't been there lately, listen, I'll tell you right now, get in that pool at Oaklawn right now sounds pretty dang appealing as opposed to going here and sweating on the golf course for 4 hours. But the good news is, whatever you're doing, it's a great place to kick it. And they do have great air conditioning on the inside over there as well. So if you want to go by and see them, the Astral Spa is outstanding. Forbes 4-star rated spa, Oaklawn.com. You can book your reservations there. Find out more about all the great dining options from the mainline sports bar with the best wings and hot springs to the higher-end options like the Bugler and the Oak Room. You got Silk's Bar and Grill. Just a lot of ways to have a good time over there. Great music coming up as well. At the end of next month, Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin evening. It is Friday, August 28th. Amy Grant and Cooper Allen are coming in September. We got shows beyond that as well. All the details are at Oaklawn.com, and you can book your room there as well. And they've got that smoke-free casino, which is outstanding. It is right there in Hot Springs. It is Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. Go see our friends down there real soon. We're back after this to wrap it up with what's on tap.
Razorback basketball heading to the Bahamas for the Baja Mar Summer League game starting Friday. This is Trey Schaap. Join me as I call in live from the Baja Mar Resort in Nassau. I will join each show on The Buzz daily with special bonus content on The Buzz social media platforms. Coverage of the Hogs in the Bahamas presented by Beth Saracen, UAMS Health, GenWealth Financial Advisors, and the University of Arkansas System.
Hi folks, Jeff Peters here, Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Morrilton. July is all about freedom. Here at Hagen's, we know you have the freedom to choose where you buy a vehicle, and we want your business. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, come let us prove it to you. No gimmicks, no hassles, and no BS. As far as pricing, well, we haven't been in business for over 50 years because our prices are too high. But don't take my word for it. Stop by and let us prove it to you. Come see us at Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Morrilton today, or check us out online at HagensMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
Get in the conversation with live fan feedback at 1037thebuzz.com. Presented on The Zone by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. RainbowRestores.com. They restore, you recover.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
When you think CertaPro Painters, you probably think interior and exterior painting for homes and commercial properties, which we do beautifully. But did you know that we're more than just paint? CertaPro also provides expert carpentry, sheetrock repairs, deck and fence staining, and durable garage and patio concrete coatings. Whether you're refreshing your home, upgrading a commercial space, or restoring outdoor areas, we deliver professional results with the quality and service you expect. Call CertaPro Painters today or schedule your free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters, that's certainty.
Getting a speeding ticket can ruin your day. But what about that cyclist? Or the pedestrian crossing the street? If you hit them while speeding, you'll do more than just ruin their days. That's why tickets are more than just a fine. They're a second chance. A reminder of what's on the line when you're behind the wheel. You won't get a do-over every time. Take this as your sign to follow the speed limit every drive. Speeding slows you down.
A message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
U.S. Truck Accessories presents Match Game on Morning Mayhem. Listen for your chance to play their version of the classic TV game show from U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy. Your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
All right, quick, what's on tap? We'll wrap it up here from Pine Bluff. Hand it off to Out of Bounds.
What's on tap? Highlighting the biggest sporting events each day is brought to you by Flyway Brewing. With locations in Argenta, Breckenridge Village, Memphis, and Fayetteville. For more info, go to flywaybrewing.com. Fresh beer starts there. Follow the migration.
Well, Travelers tonight on Buzz 2 at 6:45 and first pitch at 7 o'clock against Midland. Then they're coming back home next week. And Got Major League Baseball on the buzz this weekend. The Cubs and Yankees are playing Saturday. So that'll be fun. We got Travelers versus Midland this weekend, too. So, and Trey Schaap is going to be continuing coverage. So watch our social media channels and for posts from Trey down in the Bahamas. He'll be on with Bill Vickery on Sunday as well. So I think he'll probably end up calling into Big Sarge's show, too. He's a big fan. So there you go. And then as far as national, you got the Women's British Open this weekend. That's kind of the big thing from a golf standpoint. And then there is a I saw Ricky Fowler was in second at the men's tournament that's going on the PGA Tour. So that was I haven't heard from him in a minute. But the Rocket Classic, Rocket Mortgage Classic, I guess it is, the 2 p.m. coverage today on Golf Channel. And then there's a Corn Ferry event on there tonight if you're hung up on golf. Yankees and Cubs, by the way, first pitch Major League Baseball Network in 4 minutes. And Sox, White Sox in Tampa at 6:10 on the network, and then Milwaukee and the Angels play tonight in the late slot on the Major League Baseball Network. And for you, Moose, Montreal at Ottawa, CBS Sports Network, 6:30 tonight. All right, that's it. We got Wes.
What's up?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Wes, you got me?
Yeah, are you on the road today?
Yeah, we're on the road. Can you hear, listen to the background noise?
We have a lot. You don't. You're good. What's up?
All right. It's pickleball. We're at the state's largest indoor pickleball tournament, the Spa City Classic in Hot Springs. We're at the convention center, so we're going to be talking a little pickleball today. But we got a loaded show. Trey Schaap's going to call in at 1:30 from the Bahamas. We got Coach Z at 2:45 from the Bahamas. Sully's going to call in. We got Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen. Also Brian Edwards, VegasInsider.com. So we have a packed 3 hours to get everybody ready for the weekend.
Sounds good. We're ready to start it now. Moose, great job this week. Appreciate you, everybody, tuning in. Stick around for Out of Bounds. We'll join you from the studio on Monday. And then we got a couple days on the road next week. We're heading over to Flyway Brewing to watch the 11 o'clock game on the Razorbacks next Tuesday. And then apparently on Wednesday, we're on the road as well. So anyway, hope you had a good week. We sure had fun, and we'll join you again on Monday. Thanks again to everybody here at Pine Bluff Country Club. Appreciate their hospitality. And I'll recap some of what happens down here on Monday. Adios, amigos. This is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Perriman, Little Rock, next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For